Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Come on in!
I'm Lainey.
And I'm Laura Beth.
And we are Steel Magnolias. Two sisters who love family, traditions, and all things Southern.
We've got plenty of room at our table, so pull up a chair.
Hey, Laura Beth.
Hey, Lainey. Well, our friend Michelle cracked me up with a text I got this
week. Oh,
Lord.
What'd she do?
So she just said, this, and of course, this is a text, so I didn't even know who she was talking about. But she said, I just for the first time ever met another person that said, have your picture made. And I just replied with a question mark.
Mm-hmm. What's wrong with that?
And it's like, I feel like I'm supposed to know what's wrong with this statement, but I don't. She said, it's have your picture taken, but your family is the only family I've ever heard say have your picture made until she just met somebody for the first time
That's
ever.
That's classic.
So I don't find it that odd, but yet I do. I guess we say that. Have your picture made? Have you ever had your picture made with so-and-so? Or let's have our picture made.
Yeah, that doesn't sound odd to me. That just rolls right off my tongue.
Yeah.
As does something that mom says all the time. I've been trying to cut.
What?
Isn't it?
I know. I do isn't it a lot. I was told that upon marriage in the early days. He pointed out that I say that a lot. And I was like, oh, I didn't know that. And then it's all I could hear every time I said
it. Well, I mean, it is kind of endearing. So, but you know how there's just certain things, once you notice it, you're like, ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
but we're Southern.
Southern. We have a Southern podcast.
In fact, we were checking our mics and Larbeth was playing it back to hear how the sound was for today's episode. And on that episode, on that mic check, I was like, oh, my Lord. I was saying the word H-E-A-T. And it sounded like H-A-T-E.
Yeah.
We don't have any hate here.
We have no hate speak.
We have heat that sounds like hate.
Which is going to come up a lot on today's hot sauce
That's
episode.
Right.
So we're sauce people, right?
Oh,
we just love condiments.
I love condiments.
Yeah. But I read a quote that I thought was pretty funny, just that I'll kick us off with, from Southern Living, that said, in the same way Coke is a catch-all for any number of sodas in the
Absolutely.
South, Tabasco is synonymous with hot sauce.
Yeah.
So you could
My
say...
My soup needs a little Tabasco.
Do you have,
I don't need it to be that brand.
Exactly. Do you have any Tabasco sauce? It does not have to be actual Tabasco.
That's correct.
So,
in fact, you might have a different favorite, but it does sometimes fall under that.
Yeah. So thankfully, we had the wisdom to taste test.
You had the wisdom.
We're not tasting our sauces we're talking about on today's episode live. Thank goodness, because
my lips are still a little bit on fire.
I'm not used to having this much sauce ever, and certainly not
just
to try and
on
describe
a piece of bread.
It. Yeah.
Where you get full flavor.
Yeah. So anyway, but we're talking hot sauce today, and
many of the best big dog hot sauces are made in the South.
It's a popular condiment for sure. So let's just kind of talk generalities.
Well, I was just fascinated that it's a $1.5 billion industry just in the U.S. alone.
Whoa, that's a lot.
That's a lot of hot sauce because you just put a couple of dabs.
I was going to say, I'm looking at the bottles we just tested and they're pretty small.
Yeah. So
and they last a long time. Well, depending on
Depends on the person
yeah.
and all
yeah.
that. At your house, it lasts a long time because
yes.
you're the only one
yes.
using it. I thought this was fascinating. So apparently that number has grown 150% since the year 2000.
No reasons
as to why, but let's figure that out. What would be the reason since 2000 that hot sauce would have grown 150%? I have some ideas. What are yours?
Well, Yeah, yours are probably right, because I haven't had a lot of time to think about this. But I'm just kind of wondering, does it have to do with dietary changes? Like, let's say cutting out gluten, for instance.
Interesting.
And wanting to add flavor in.
Good point.
Where a lot of times, like, the substitution on, you know, or an alternative that you're throwing in doesn't have a lot
more,
of the
is
flavor.
More bland, so yeah. You need a kick. Could be.
So maybe dietary changes?
Perhaps.
That's the only thing I can
think
of.
Well, I was even wondering if it had to do with, if you're looking at over a span of time, like since 2000, even before that, but since 2000, certainly, a lot more travel.
True.
People just travel so much more. So it kind of broadens your horizons to foods.
True.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
So now, if all I've ever had was the food off the farm, I'm kind of ready to branch out and try a tamale.
That's true.
It's got some kick in it,
yeah,
or something. I don't know.
That
but I was just wondering if the increase in travel opened people's minds to trying more.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exotic, if that's the right word.
Yeah.
Things.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I like that. That's probably true.
Anyway.
Well, we picked five that we're going to talk about today, but we're going to give lots of honorable mentions and, you know, talk about some others because we didn't want to buy the whole aisle, right?
Lord, have mercy.
I kind of sent you in to get them.
Yeah.
And you said it was, like, way intimidating.
Well, I was shocked just at the sheer numbers of things. And then I have a funny story to tell. And that is, I thought, well, I kind of picked the five big dogs, if you will, that I think of from the South.
Right.
There are some other ones that are from Mexico and that kind of thing. But I didn't want to
do habanero kind of flavored. Yes.
We wanted to do Southern ones.
Yes.
And as I was looking in the aisles, my eyes were opened to, they had these particular brands even had so many different varieties of sauces, sweet chili sauces.
Ooh.
Sriracha sauces.
Yeah.
So I thought sriracha was just, this was the, like, only sriracha.
Yeah,
I'm showing
you're holding
Larbeth
up the bottle
this
that you
brand
would see.
That's got Asian writing on it.
Yeah, I
thought this was sriracha. But sriracha apparently is a style of sauce that lots of companies make.
The more you know.
Same for sweet chili sauce. Whenever I've gone to buy sweet chili sauce, I go to the ethnic international aisle.
Okay.
To buy it from the Asian brand.
Yeah.
Same for this, sriracha. I didn't realize I could buy Tabasco's sweet chili sauce Tabasco's sriracha.
Yeah.
No idea. So call me crazy, y'all. I go in knowing kind of what I'm getting. And
so it's almost like going into the liquor store. We've talked about how intimidating the bourbon aisle and any
wine,
aisle can be,
anything.
But yeah.
In fact, I saw a lot of similarities to wines or whiskeys or bourbons because, you know, you've got a process. It even includes a mash bill.
That's crazy.
I had no idea.
No.
I mean, sorry, I've never made any.
Yeah.
So there's a fermentation that happens. So there's a mash, and then there's a process of being in an oak barrel, even old whiskey barrels.
No, I definitely just thought it was like liquefied cayenne pepper.
Right. So, yeah, put it in the blender, put it in the bottle. Who knew? So, anyway, I thought that was, I got schooled.
Yeah. Well, we both probably did because I'm not a huge hot sauce person in general.
Yeah.
I have in my fridge the first one we're going to talk about, which is Frank's. That would be the only hot sauce that I have in my fridge. And the only time I typically would use hot sauce is on my eggs.
Okay.
How random is that?
It's a great thing to make a little more kick out of a bland food.
I love doing like an egg sandwich, like open face. Like I'll do toast, like a fried egg, sometimes some cheese.
Okay.
Avocado and like some dabs
of hot sauce. Love it.
Just
that's
open
great
face and I'll like toast it like that.
Yeah.
But that's kind of the only time I use hot sauce. I think I forget about it a lot of times too.
Well, hot sauce is a good thing as far as it is low-cal. I mean, especially you're not going to use very much. But I mean,
it's
even if you used a teaspoon, there's just not very many calories.
Yeah.
It can be kind of high in sodium. That's why it has such long shelf life and all that. So if you're watching your sodium, you may need to be more careful.
Yeah.
But it is a good way to bring flavor to more bland foods.
Yeah.
And different people like different heat, you know, obviously just with any kind of thing. There's even a, it's called the Scoville scale.
Okay.
Which is a measurement of pungency or heat in foods.
Wow.
So sometimes you'll hear people refer to what the, I think the word is capsaicin.
Get it, Lainey.
How much heat is in each one. So
okay.
Anyway.
That's crazy. Well, I didn't have that scale that I'll be sharing today by any means.
Well, let's start with Frank's.
Yeah. So, okay. So Frank's was originally bottled 100 years ago.
Wow.
It's crazy to think about. 1920 in New Iberia, Louisiana. And they have the original cayenne red pepper sauce, which is what
we tried. Yeah. Y'all, we just tried the straight up hot sauces.
Yeah.
No garlics or extra hots or.
Yeah. But I also really love their buffalo sauce.
I do,
and you
too.
Do, too. So they've got a buffalo, and they have a hot buffalo. And this sounds really good. I've never even looked into this one, but they have a buffalo and ranch thick sauce.
Ooh.
Doesn't that sound wonderful?
It does, though I kind of like my buffalo and my ranch, though I like it together. I want it separate. Does that make
yes.
sense? Like, I want my buffalo
you don't want it
hot,
mixed together.
Literally. Mm-hmm. Temperature.
Yes.
And then my ranch cold.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know if I want it mixed. I've never tried that.
Frank's is huge. I mean, if you've heard of Tabasco, I'm kind of guessing the second one you may have heard of is Frank's. I'm just guessing, especially if you're kind of around here. But it's sold in 20 countries.
That's impressive.
So
there's a couple more that are bigger than that.
Go Frank's.
So
okay.
That is awesome.
Well,
I have something I like to... Well, I'm a lover of hot wings. And Frank's on hot wings is so good.
Yeah.
They're just so good. In fact, they may be, I know we were looking up buffalo wings, obviously, you know, got their name from Buffalo, New York.
Yeah.
But I think Frank's was early on in that buffalo game.
Yeah. So
if
like
not the
whole,
first.
Yeah. Because I was wondering, like, why do we call it buffalo? Because it has nothing to do with buffalo. Well, it's
right.
New York, Buffalo, New York.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. So I would say when I tasted Frank's. Just
the red hot sauce.
Yes.
The regular
the red hot
original, they call it.
Mm-hmm. I just wrote down three words. I wrote down peppery, intense, and fiery.
Okay.
What
That's
did,
funny.
What
I
did
wrote
you write?
Peppery.
Uh-huh.
So we must be.
Peppery.
Must be peppery. I wrote tomato-y. I don't
okay.
even know if that's, but that's, I just felt like it
okay.
was kind of tomato-y. And I actually wrote not that hot.
Okay.
I didn't think it was all
yeah.
that hot,
yeah.
but. Well, everybody's gauge is
that's so
different.
True.
And I
yeah.
may have not had as much on my piece of bread as you had on
yeah.
yours as well.
I liked it, though.
I already knew
I liked it. So, yeah. So it was a good one.
And then with their buffalo sauce, which is not what we tasted today, they have a recipe on their website you can look up, or maybe we could put a link to it in the show notes.
Okay.
Of these cauliflower bites. That you make
yes.
with their buffalo sauce. And it's just a nice fix if you want hot wings, but you don't want all the calories and naughtiness
yes.
of that. Where you're baking the cauliflower
yeah.
in that hot sauce and then eating it with the crumbled blue cheese or something to kind of make it have that wings fix.
I'm getting hungry and I didn't think I was going to. I was talking about just sauces.
Oh, girl. Let me tell you. I have found a new place to look for recipes, and that is the websites of
these sauces.
I got
really?
So hungry doing my research and found tons of great recipes.
That's so crazy to think of. I mean,
now I like spicy
sense.
Foods, so if you like yeah. spicy foods, I highly recommend going to these sites and printing out a few new things to try, because
there were
some good ones.
We'll link to the cauliflower buffalo bites.
Yes.
Okay.
So good.
Okay.
Next up, Crystal.
Yes, with a C.
Yes, that's right, because the K
in the South
is also
yeah.
the South.
Yeah.
Well, this is the Crystal Hot Sauce Company that falls under Balmer Foods.
Yes.
It's a Louisiana institution. Many of these hot sauces are Louisiana
it's true.
institutions.
Cajun country.
But this company was started in 1923 by Alvin Balmer,
mm-hmm.
who came to New Orleans after the Civil War. Alvin's future father-in-law gave him a personal loan to buy a snowball syrup production company. I think this is so funny. Inside a drawer at this, it was called Mills Fruit Products.
Yes.
And inside a drawer at the company, Alvin stumbled upon a hot sauce recipe
was
labeled Crystal Pure.
No way. I didn't hear this story. Wow.
This is not so funny. Turns out it was a recipe for success.
Hey.
They used that recipe, and now here we are, this almost 100 years later.
That's also, yeah.
Isn't that fascinating?
Something was stirring in the 1920s, because I'm looking down the list, There's a lot of them started bottling in that decade. Yeah.
Now, that makes me think, in the Depression, was food so bland? And
probably, like...
Put this on your rice to make it potato. Seem a little more exciting.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe. But that's something to think about. Well, Crystal now, I mean, it's a company that has 200 employees. The son, who's Alvin Balmer Jr., personally inspects the pepper fields prior to harvest.
Wow.
And this product is sent out to 75 countries.
Okay, so much bigger than Frank's. Disregard my comment that Frank's was big. This is big.
Well, it is big, but it's all relative, yeah. I guess. So, yeah, 3 million gallons of Crystal hot sauce are shipped out of New Orleans plant to destinations around the world.
Wow.
So,
Crystal is also the official hot sauce of the New Orleans Saints.
Oh, that's fun.
So, who dat to that?
Well, there's some good food in Louisiana, I tell you what. And let's talk about the tasting we did of Crystal.
So this was a second one that we tasted. What words did you write down?
Hotter than Frank's.
Okay, that's funny.
I thought. Now, okay. Again, we were trying, maybe I had a little more on my...
Yeah.
You didn't think it was hotter?
No, I have bland and mild.
I have zesty and vinegary.
That is hilarious. So, yeah, I mean, to each their own. You have to try different ones to figure out what you like best.
I liked it. Zesty is a good word to me.
I didn't dislike any of them.
You just didn't think it was very fiery,
right?
As you used for Frank.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Well, I thought, beans that they were the second biggest one, we had to try it, and they don't carry it at Kroger. I had to go to Publix to buy that
one. Wow, interesting.
So different stores carry different lines. Yeah. So anyway,
I find that Publix favors a lot more Southern.
I think they do
brands though. So their buyer must.
There was
be
a
aware of that
product I wanted. The brand is called House of Autry. They make it's like hush puppy mixes and fish fry batters and stuff. And they had it at Publix. I don't think they carried it at Kroger. So anyway.
Did you say you had a recipe?
I do. Actually, I printed out two from Crystal's site. One was a spicy Paloma, which is a tequila drink that has great fresh grapefruit juice.
Now that sounds good.
And lime juice. And they put a splash of the Crystal hot sauce in it.
That sounds so good.
Yeah. So
good
that's
for
one.
Them for putting their sauce in a cocktail.
Right.
Thinking outside the box of just
other than
foods.
A Bloody Mary. Because obviously Bloody Marys you see hot sauce in all different directions. The other one I thought was interesting was famous restaurant in New Orleans that we've mentioned before, the Brennan family, the Commander's Palace.
Yep.
Their Commander's Palace seafood gumbo recipe is on there.
Really?
Crystal site.
Heck yes.
So they're in cahoots with the Brennans. I think there might be some kind of marriage relationship somewhere in that family as well.
Okay.
But anyway, Commander's Palace seafood gumbo, would be willing to bet is an excellent one because that restaurant's so great.
Well, and it's really sad that you can visit a lot of the classic New Orleans restaurants and you're going to see Crystal on the table.
Okay.
So, I mean,
they've got their picks since there's a lot down that direction. So, anyhow, that's the two I chose to print out for myself off
those
their site.
Good.
But there was a lot of good ones.
Those sound good.
Next up in our grand tasting and discussion is Texas Pete.
Texas Pete. So,
which is not from Texas.
And so random. So, but not random, I guess.
But still Southern.
So, yes. So, I have seen or read that what Crystal is to Louisianans, Texas Pete is to our friends from
North Carolina.
Carolinas? Okay, North Carolina. I knew it was one of the Carolinas.
Yep, North Carolina.
So... Yeah, so it burns to find some reason, right, as to why not the Lone Star State, but basically Sam Garner and his three sons in North Carolina decided that they wanted the brand to represent the Southwest style flavor, despite its North Carolina
location
origins. Yeah. And so they chose Texas as part of the name. The Pete part, that came from Sam's son, Harold, whose nickname was, of course, Pete.
That's right.
So, yeah. And
movie cowboys were really popular at this time, too. It was 1929.
Okay, yes, that's
so,
right.
So, like, you had Hopalong Cassidy was really popular
okay.
in the 30s. And so, they have this cowboy on the front.
Yes.
That's kind of the character of Texas Pete. So, that's only because that was, like, a popular thing.
Yeah. So, yeah, again, 1929 was when it first bottled. When I tasted this, when I put it on my tongue, and I just blurted out, "Oh, my Lord."
You I did. Mean, I was like, what does that mean?
It hit me hard.
The heat of it?
Yes.
Okay.
And it was the most complex in flavors.
Okay.
Because I have salty, spicy, pulpy. I even wrote down poppy seed. I might have been tasting like a poppy seed.
And that was not in the bread. So that's right. I got a bland bread.
Yeah. It even had some sort of scent to me, or there was some sort of essential oil sort of connection. I don't know if it was a lemony, lavendery, something was also behind there that I was tasting.
Well, I wrote it was the hottest so far of the ones we had had. I wrote the word sharp.
I would say sharp, yeah.
Intense.
It was intense, oh my Lord.
And I wrote acidic or sour, but not in a bad way. Like that can be good or bad. It was lemony to me.
Yeah.
And so maybe that's the essential oil. I don't know
what
you were connecting, but I did write lemony. I like this one. I had it in my fridge. I didn't have to go out to get it. I had it. And I had mom try the ones earlier in the day. And she said, I thought Tabasco was my favorite, but Texas Pete is the one I like the best.
Interesting. I don't think I could handle it.
Now, she likes a lot of heat, though.
Yeah.
So.
In fact, I mean, I almost had that recollection of Dumb and Dumber,
oh,
where they've got, you know,
squirting the mustard. They were so hot.
They have that competition of who can eat the atomic pepper, and they're,
after that's hilarious.
They double dog dare each other.
That is hilarious. Well, again, here's another one that started right after the Great Depression.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that's interesting. This couple had, what did I read? How many children did you say they
had? I think was it three sons?
Okay. And I think the oldest had gone to Duke University. The next in line decided to use his college money to buy, a nearby barbecue restaurant.
Okay.
And along with the restaurant came a special secret recipe for a delicious barbecue sauce. So similar kind of a thing that's happening here. The restaurant actually did not survive, but the barbecue sauce that was made in the family kitchen survived and prospered. People loved it.
Okay.
So that kind of got them on the road to this coming into doing other things like hot sauce.
Interesting.
So still in the family. You know, most of these have stayed in families that got it going.
I know.
Which is kind of fun. And I did not mention this, but, well, I kind of did. It's amazing, again, what all these companies do. Like, they don't just do hot sauce. Like, there might be eight varieties of sauces that they do. And then sometimes they'll even get into other things like, you know, barbecue sauces and stuff like that. But this Texas Pete company, they do hot sauce in various heats. They do wing sauce, buffalo, and sweet. They do honey mustard.
See, I would like to taste their sweet because I liked how complex all the flavors that were in there.
But it was a little
too fiery for me.
Something.
But I would love to try their other things that are more in the sweet
category.
They do
cocktail sauce. I thought that was interesting.
That's brilliant.
And another thing that they make I would really like to try is a dust dry seasoning.
Okay.
You know, that you could probably use, like you would use any other Creole seasoning, or we've mentioned some of the Zatarain's.
Yeah.
All this Louisiana-based foods.
I know.
I'll tell you what. Well, I know this one's North Carolina. But anyhow, Again, they had some interesting recipes
on their site.
Site.
Oh, cool.
A couple of the ones I printed out for myself off their site was a chili lime summer salad.
Okay, that sounds wonderful.
And all you do, it's just cucumbers that you cut up. You put lime juice and that dust dry seasoning on there. Okay. And refrigerate it. And then you also, you serve it with peanuts, which I love. And this, I thought, this sounds so interesting.
Good. Yes.
The cool of the cucumber, yes. The spice of the
and the crunch of the peanut.
And the crunch of the peanut sounds so good. And they also have a Tex-Mex street corn salad. I love things like
that. I do too.
That's like got the cilantro and red onion and
fresh squeezed lime.
Wonderful recipe for that. And then.
And all very Southwest, which they wanted to give nod to.
Exactly. Yeah. And then they had a cocktail. Girl.
Really?
That we are going to be making.
Okay.
One of these hot days.
Okay.
That also incorporates their North Carolina neighbor, Cheerwine. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
It's Cheerwine. You take the Cheerwine and you put it in an ice cube tray.
Okay.
Okay. Overnight.
So you got Cheerwine ice cubes.
Yes. You take the limeade, just that frozen limeade, pour that in an ice cube tray overnight.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so there's your thing. Now, then you get, you know, the next day, you get your both of those ice cubes. Uh-huh. You're putting that in a blender, 8 cubes of each, with tequila. Blend that all up. So it's going to have kind of a slush-ish kind of a feel.
Yes, I'm following.
Now, here's the kicker. You get lime juice and put that on a little small plate.
Okay.
And that dry seasoning.
Okay.
Put it on the plate. You rim your glass and pour that in there.
Yum.
The Cheerwine Limeade Margarita.
Yum. But it's a mocktail.
No.
Oh, it's...
It has tequila.
Oh, it has the tequila.
Yeah,
the,
you could mocktail it.
Yeah, you
And just don't put the tequila. It would still be real refreshing.
Yeah, yeah.
But doesn't that sound fun?
That sounds really good.
When I went to Publix, I couldn't find the dry seasoning. So I don't know if Kroger has that because I didn't look there.
Yeah.
They may.
Yeah.
Or you may have to... You can order things from their website.
Yeah.
But anyway.
That sounds so good.
There again, good recipes on these
I love
sites.
It. Love it. Okay, we've got just a couple left. Let's talk about Louisiana hot sauce, also bottled in 1928.
I know, they're all so similar in their day.
Louisiana, obviously, New Iberia, Louisiana. And I've heard it said that it's kind of the sleeper of the Old Faithfuls.
Okay.
I guess it just kind of gets overlooked a lot.
Well, it's good, I think.
I liked it a lot.
I like this one a lot.
I felt like it had almost a cheese sort of flavor.
Ooh,
when I first
no wonder
tasted
I like it.
Cheese. I wrote down cheese, smoky,
I wrote
salty. You wrote smoky?
I wrote smoky.
Okay. And salty and peppery.
That's so funny. I wrote spicy, which part of me is like, aren't they all spicy? But for some reason I wrote spicy, smoky, peppery, and I wrote hotter than Crystal and Frank's.
Yeah.
But not didn't seem as hot as Texas Pete.
No. Of course, I've already shared that. I mean, it was top of my list for heat. So, I enjoyed it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. What else would we say about it?
They, same thing, make lots of different products. We were tasting just the straight up hot sauce, but they do chipotle versions, habanero, jalapeno, garlic, roasted pepper, red chili.
Wow.
All of those.
Wow.
Just hot sauces. They do original wing sauce, honey mustard. They do Louisiana Gold hot sauces. I don't know what that line.
Okay.
And Red Rooster. They own both of those companies.
Okay.
So it's a pretty big operation as well. I mean, this is no small thing.
Yeah, I liked it. I think if I were going to the store to try a new one outside of Frank's, that I already have, I think I would try
You're going
this
Louisiana?
One next. Yeah.
Okay. Well, very interesting. It's fun that you tried something else. Well, let me tell you what I found on their website.
Okay.
Because y'all got to check out these websites for some recipes. They have a crawfish shrimp etouffee.
Oh, yum.
Girl, that includes their original hot sauce, and it looks so good.
I have never made that.
I haven't either.
That's
I've eaten it and loved it, but yeah. I've never made it. Yeah. So we may have to try this one.
That sounds so good. Okay.
I've got the hot sauce. You bring the shrimp and crawfish. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
Your hot sauce offerings.
I'm fixed up. If anybody needs hot sauce and lives in Franklin, just pop in.
Somebody's
it's like sharing
come to
a cup of sugar.
And ask for some Tabasco, and you're going to bring out like a tray.
That's right. Here's my charcuterie tray full of choices. Well, that's Louisiana. It's a good one.
Louisiana hot sauce.
One other thing about their website recipes that I thought was funny. Yeah. Again, this is obviously Louisiana company.
Right.
They had alligator bites and Cajun grilled alligator. That's things hilarious. That you see on a Louisiana website. But I thought, how fun if you're a Vol fan.
Whoop, whoop. I was going to say, all of this
and
is...
you're playing Florida...
It's
you
been
can
making
get your
me think
recipes ready.
Tailgating. Doesn't it make all of this talk? It,
well,
kind of
everything makes us think of tailgating, but
that's true.
And they also had a Cajun sauce. Fried chicken recipe that looked fabulous. I mean, y'all, check them out.
Okay, we will.
Now, the biggest dog on the porch, as they say, in the South, is Tabasco.
And the oldest.
And the oldest.
Yes.
What year? 1868?
Yes.
Is that what I read? Wow. I mean, that's a long time ago.
That's like right after the Civil War. That's crazy.
So, yeah, this one, what I mean, it's 150 years later.
Yeah.
And they're still using the same basic recipe and process.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Now...
I was just going to say, also from Louisiana.
Yeah. I mean, what is up down there? So I thought this was interesting. They produce 750,000 bottles a day.
Wow.
Go out to 187 countries.
Oh, my goodness.
I have just a few tidbits I think
I
are
like
fun
it.
Written down here.
Yeah.
Now, one thing I thought was interesting was that's a long 150 years, and yet it was 1994 before they branched out into other. They only made the original. And then in 1994, they started branching out into all these other varieties.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, I mentioned in 2000 was when it increased 150%.
Oh,
so I'm
lady.
Like, isn't this interesting that.
It's because of other offerings.
Maybe.
It's because you have... now.
Or
you
are they offering because people are starting to get more interested
that's
in
what
different
I'm saying.
Things?
You have the habanero sauce and the hot sauce in your house now.
Yeah.
Which is basically like doubling what you just
exactly.
paid Tabasco.
Exactly. Yeah. And now they have green jalapeno, chipotle pepper, cayenne garlic pepper, habanero, scorpion sauce, sriracha sauce.
Wow.
Sweet and spicy sauce, buffalo hot sauce, all these different ones. So I definitely have on my list to go tour Tabasco now.
Okay.
You can't right this second. Okay. But when that's open, it's 2 hours from New Orleans. It's called... what's the name of the island? Avery Island.
Yes.
Avery Island.
Yeah.
It's only like $5 to do the tour. And it looked so fun. And there's a restaurant with Bloody Mary Bar.
That's funny.
That would be so fun to try, even though I'm not a big Bloody Mary.
I'm not either. But, you know, when we tasted it, that was what I wrote in all caps. Bloody Mary. I mean, it was tomato. The
That's
sauce
hilarious.
Was. I wrote tomato. I even wrote grape. Like,
really?
I immediately had a grape flavor that hit me.
I wrote vinegary, fiery.
Yeah.
I definitely think this one's hot.
Yeah, I wrote spicy. But I still thought it was mild in comparison to some of the others we've talked about today. So.
I thought Texas Pete and Tabasco were the hottest to me.
Yeah, I would say that.
Wait, is that what I said?
Yeah, I would agree.
Say, yeah.
I would agree with that. Texas Pete and Tabasco were the hottest of the five
that we tried.
We tasted, yeah.
This is Tabasco is the this is funny to me. It's the hot sauce on Air Force One.
Interesting.
As well as the hot sauce, the official hot sauce of the Queen.
Okay, now we're talking.
Is that hilarious?
She seems like she would pay even more particular attention to things that are set in front of her.
Well,
right?
And I wondered if, like, does she even use it, or is it just like there again, it's the one everybody knows the name. So they say, let's have that one on the table.
Prince Harry's like, Grandma, you need some hot sauce in
but
the house.
The fact that it's in 187 countries blows my mind.
That's crazy.
Blows my mind. One other, I mean, there's so many things I think are, I get so schooled doing these podcasts. It's hilarious.
I know. Always so learning.
You know how we've toured a lot of these distilleries and you hear all about the process and they tell you about the, when they're done with the mash and they've got what they need, they often will sell it to farms for the cows or whatever. So what do you think Tabasco sells their leftover mash? What kind of a company would they sell to?
Oh, gosh.
I think this is so funny.
Is it salsa? I don't know.
A pharma company that makes pepper spray.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that hilarious?
That is crazy.
How would you like some of that in your eyes?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I don't want you Texas Pete's spray for sure.
You need to, yeah, for
That's
real.
That's amazing.
Isn't that fun? I just thought that was a fun tidbit. Obviously, this island, it's called Avery Island, but it's built up on this like salt mound situation.
Okay.
I don't know a whole lot about that, but they have just based on location, that's got them higher than like New Orleans that gets a lot of flooding.
Well, that's good.
It's great.
Yeah,
but they have they've built a big levee to protect themselves there on this.
Yeah.
Salt mound.
Good for them.
Situation. But that, of course, I would love to go do a whole food tour, like lead one. I would like to go lead a food tour through New Orleans.
That would
but
be so
2 hours,
fun.
It'd be fun to go hit Tabasco. You could probably do a hot sauce tour of Louisiana.
That's
actually
true. Just map it out.
That would be fun. Okay, listeners, get ready. I want to do some travel.
We just had some light bulbs go off. Well, we should mention just some things you can put hot sauce on.
Yeah, open our minds, Laura.
You know, I mean,
I don't have this written
down.
We're
talking recipes, but there's things that you know, don't require cooking it into or mixing it into something.
Anytime just something's bland, throw a couple dabs on there.
Popcorn. You can put it on popcorn.
Never done that.
I mentioned eggs or like an egg sandwich.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You can make a Mexican hot chocolate, which would be like adding a dash of probably more like a habanero sauce and a sprinkle of cinnamon into your hot chocolate. That would be like a Mexican hot chocolate.
That sounds fabulous.
You could put it on baked apples or baked pears, actually, too. You could put it on oatmeal. That'll wake up your fiber.
Now, would you still put the like brown sugar and would you do both? Like it would, so it would have a sweet and?
That's just personal preference.
Interesting. Okay.
But
I like
to
do it on soups.
Yeah, soups, dips, which we've kind of already discussed, that would require probably more baking into it would be good. Marinades, salad dressings.
Well, you mentioned salad dressing. I even like to do it in some things. Now, if you're pleasing a crowd, you got to be careful with hot sauce.
Yeah.
But if you know your audience likes a spice, or I guess you could do both, one with and without. I love mayonnaise or sour cream-based things to have a spice to it.
Yeah.
So just adding a little hot sauce if you're dipping in veggies in there or something, it kind of gives it like a more of a kick.
Yeah. Well, we came across like a list that was other great Southern sauces that we didn't even mention today. So I'll just link to that.
Who knew we could talk this long on hot sauce?
So I'll link to it on our socials. So if you're not following us yet on Instagram and Facebook,
well, then you should be.
Steel Magnolias Podcast.
If you want to know some more. Yeah, I found a blog that we might want to put up too.
Okay.
That mentioned, it was from 2018, but they did the best hot sauces from 10 Southern states.
Okay. Yep. We'll link to it and put it up
some
on our socials.
Some we've mentioned, but most we haven't. So.
Oh, good. Okay. Uh-huh. What was Tennessee's? Do you remember?
Trimies, Cajun, Sunshine hot pepper sauce out of Knoxville.
Interesting. So these are some local,
like, and I've heard of trying
kind of more smaller shops.
Exactly. Yeah. Louisiana's. I mean, you know,
competition's tough.
The competition's tough. They pick Louisiana.
Okay.
So here you go. And Kentucky's Evan Williams bourbon. I mean, really? They make a hot sauce.
Oh my god.
That's gotta be good. So, yeah, we'll put that, all of those states, link. We'll put that blog up.
Okay, cool. Well, thanks for joining us. And
it's getting hot in here.
I know. I'm just glad, again, that we tested before.
Not on
I know
air.
I'd be coughing all through this episode. So thanks for joining us again at the table. We hope that you guys have had fun and have a great week. And we will leave you with a little bit of our sign-off. Peace be with you.
And also with y'all.
Don't miss the biggest Maytag sale of the year at Lowe's. You'll find the Maytag appliances you need, when you need them, at a great price. Plus, when you buy two select laundry appliances, you'll get up to a $100 bonus via instant rebate. Shop Maytag at Lowe's. We help, you save. Offer valid through 531. See store for pricing and offer details. Advertise savings on all major Maytag appliances through Maytag.com and participating retailers. Prices may vary. Additional terms and conditions apply.